Pleased with the second half, not pleased with the first half. I thought we were very, very lackluster in the first half. I think they clearly wanted more than we did. I think we're a little bit naive how we approached in the first 45 minutes. Dressed a couple things in the second half, and full credit to the guys. Much, much better performance in the second half.
Talking Sunday about that the goals might spur Victor on to kind of kick in, and he looked really good again in that second half.
In the second half, yes, he did. Had a chat with him at halftime, so the first half wasn't good enough, to be honest. If you want to build on what he did last week, you expect to come out firing. He didn't do it in the first 45 minutes, but full credit to him, he did it in the second half. So he took another step forward in the right direction, and hopefully he can keep doing the same thing.
It looks a bad one for Brett as well. I see his foot's all kind of bandaged up there.
Team's down to bare bones with Jackson and Caleb being away. How are you going to cope for the busy month coming up?
The same way we've dealt with it all season long. Obviously, when we're healthy, it's great and it's nice and easy. But when your player's short, it gives other guys an opportunity to step in. Obviously, Caleb was gone today and Billy Shuler stepped in and put in a great 90 minutes work. So if Brett's gone for a little while, obviously it'll give somebody else an opportunity and they'll come in and do the exact same thing.
Alan, talking about some of the adjustments you had to make at halftime, what was it you were specifically not pleased with in the first 45 minutes?
To be honest, it's very, very simplistic. Desire. I think Portland wanted it more than us in the first 45 minutes. We spoke to the guys about you've got to show up. Before the game, we actually spoke about how important the first 10, 15 minutes would be at home to build on last week. I don't think we came out and did that. We readdressed it at halftime, and we came out the second half and did exactly what we were supposed to do. Scored within the first few minutes, and you could see the guys fed off it, and I think that's a big part of why we got the result tonight.
And three wins in four matches. How does that affect your season? You must be pleased with this run of results.
Yeah, we're obviously always pleased to win. The mandate is obviously to develop players and give the guys opportunities, but winning is a big part of that too. So to get a bit of a role right now is great, and we'd like to keep building on it. Obviously a big game now on Wednesday against Colorado Springs. When we played them at their place, it was tough. It'll be a tough game now, but hopefully we can come out and put in a positive performance, and hopefully the result will come with that too.
And Billy Shuler and Victor Blasco really seem to be on the same page at the moment. What is the reason behind that, do you think?
To be honest, it's twofold. There's two players, and obviously I think Billy Shuler has a great presence about him. He's very, very calm on the ball in the attacking third, and he's not only looking to score by himself, but he's also looking, if that's not the best option, to find somebody else. And Victor's making intelligent runs off him, and that's why he's obviously getting the ball in great areas and obviously scoring goals.
The win today puts you back in the playoff mix because you're 11 points for the last playoff place. Conference leaders coming Wednesday, then Timbers away, and then a home and away with Tulsa. Hoping to build on that and maybe kick on a little bit for this month?
Yeah, we are. Obviously, we want to make the playoffs. I think that's our goal. We'd like to push on and see what we can do here in the last little bit of the season. We don't look too far ahead, to be honest. We're going to focus on Wednesday. We know next Sunday down the Timbers will be a tough game, but we know we have a tough game on Wednesday first. So we'll go one game at a time. We're not looking too far ahead of that, particularly with the group that we have. We'll get ourselves ready now to take care of business on Wednesday.
Thanks, Alan.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.